I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. Atlanta's mayor will hold a press conference today on transparency at City Hall. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports this comes after the entire cabinet has been asked to resign.
Monday morning, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms asked more than two dozen department heads to hand in their resignations. By the end of the week, she will decide who gets to stay and who will move on. The city's communication director announced her resignation Monday, and the chief operating officer stepped down last week. It's a normal time of transition for new administrations, and Mayor Bottoms foreshadowed the review when she took office in January. But the changes come in the wake of a crippling cyber attack on city computers and an ongoing federal probe into bribery at City Hall. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Yesterday, hundreds of people marched from Martin Luther King Jr.'s tomb to a memorial service at the state capitol to mark the 50-year anniversary of when he was buried in Atlanta. GPB's Emily Cureton reports.
Belinda Swain sings with marchers on the way to the service. She remembers her days as a housekeeper for a white family. She remembers the first time she was served at an Atlanta lunch counter. And she remembers when Dr. King was shot.
And I just cried a whole week, I guess, because every time I thought about it, it made me cry. He made me more positive and more aggressive and more forceful that I don't give up.
Swain says King's death didn't make her angry, but it did help her learn to forgive. She walked a mile in the march led by King's friends, family, and fellow civil rights leaders. For GPB News, I'm Emily Cureton in Atlanta.
The Atlanta mayor's office is announcing a new program to help prisoners adjust to life after jail. The reentry program will give nonviolent offenders with 12 to 18 months left on their sentences access to job training and employment with the Department of Watershed Management. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the goal is to give prisoners a second chance to contribute to society.
Our message to all is that it is never too late to rededicate yourself. And I can tell you, I stand here as mayor of this city because of second chances.
The program is focused on training incarcerated men with children in order to stabilize families. Graduates will earn employment with the city, including health benefits and a retirement plan. The National Endowment for the Humanities is funding nearly 200 grants across 13 states, including 8 grants in Georgia. The University of Georgia will receive $185,000 to complete a database and online maps showing settlement and movement of Native, European, and African populations in North America. The Atlanta Beltline will also receive more than $50,000 to create a public exhibition about the city's history as a railroad town. Combined, Georgia will receive over $270,000 from the NEH. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.